Russia's airplanes and artillery widened their assault on Ukraine on Friday, striking airfields in the west and a major industrial hub in the east. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden announced on Friday that along with the European Union and the group of seven countries, the U.S. will revoke the most favored nation trade status for Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. He said the U.S. will also ban imports of Russian seafood, alcohol, and diamonds. The action on most favored nation status will allow the U.S. and allies to impose nation status. Biden's move comes as bipartisan pressure has been building in Washington to revoke what is formerly known as a permanent normal trade relation with Russia. He said it would be another crushing blow that would squeeze Russia's President Vladimir Putin. As Russia intensifies its assault on Ukraine, it is getting a helping hand from China, spreading inflammatory and unsubstantiated claims that the U.S. is financing biological weapons labs in Ukraine. The U.S. has been quick to refute Russia's conspiracy theory, and the nation has said that it has received no information. The United Nations has said it has received no information to back up that claim, but that hasn't stopped it from proliferating. The partnership between the two countries, which weeks ago said that their ties had no limits, appears aimed at muddying the waters of the rationale for Russia's invasion and what American officials have called an information war. The U.S. Treasury Department is placing new sanctions on three Russian companies after North Korea tested parts of its biggest intercontinental ballistic missile in two recent launches. Launches are a sign that North Korea is likely to fire that weapon soon, put a spy satellite into orbit, and what would be its most significant provocation in years. North Korea's neighbors detected two ballistic launches last week, and later said that it was testing cameras and other systems to be installed on a spy satellite. The missile that was tested was the Hwangsong 17. Potentially fly more than 9,300 miles, far enough to strike anywhere in the United States. With COVID-19 numbers plummeting, there are those who are finally saying that they're getting back to a normal life. This is 2 years after the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a pandemic, changing the world overnight with periods of loss, fear, and deep uncertainty about the future. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.